Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And this is the United States of America. We do not live in a democracy. No, we don't. We live in a democratic republic. There is all the difference in the world. In a democracy, the majority rules. That can mean anything. In a democratic republic, the people rule. Because we have the privilege and honor of voting for the candidate of our choice. But you're a liar if you say you live in a democratic republic and you don't vote. You're just a hang around. So if you don't vote in these midterm elections, keep your mouth shut for 2 years. You don't have anything to say. I'm very, very, very serious about what I'm talking about. And vote this. Yes. 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 Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Yes. That's scripture. Yes. Amen. There's only three colors. This is a model. Our Citation 10 is red, white, and blue. My car is red. Glory is blue. It's only three colors there is. I love this country. I offered my life for it in the United States Army. I remember when I fell in love with her. I was just a little boy in grade school. And we had the upper at Fair Park Elementary School in Abilene, Texas. And we had the, when you, up, first three grades were downstairs, the next three upstairs. And upstairs we had a little music room, a little stage room up there. And we said the Pledge of Allegiance every day. Right. Yes. And there was prayer in schools. And of course there was a war on. Oh man, I mean, we prayed for everybody. And but I remember that day. I can see it in my mind right now. They brought the United States flag out. Well, they had done that before, but they brought that out there that day, and something rose up in me, and I began to weep, and I wept, and I cried, and I just broke down and wept over that flag, and I still cry in my heart every time I see it. I am an American. And I mean it. Praise God. And I'm glad that blood is red. Yes. Color of the flag. Anyway, there you have it. Go vote. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Number five on the fundamentals of faith. Let me go through it. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Abraham's blessing cannot be received of Thomas's faith. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. And then faith demands corresponding action. So we're here in the fifth chapter of the book of Mark. Now, you remember in this also, this is a day in the life of Jesus. You remember, it began by Jesus going over to the country of the Gadarenes. Now, if you look at a map of the Galilee, then all of this is around that lake. And there was a madman there, and Jesus cast the devil out of him. And that spirit argued back. But now, in the 15th verse, they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Where did they get those clothes? They must have taken those clothes with them. So there is corresponding action to faith before. Okay, so I'm exercising my faith for a new car. Well, clean up that old dog you have now. Amen. Amen. Do what you can. My spiritual father, Oral Roberts, said to me, Kenneth, if God tells you to build a building, go dig a hole. Mm-hmm. Get into action. Mm-hmm. It's called corresponding action. Mm-hmm. Amen. And in the, where it says, and when you speak in tongues, we speak in mysteries, he said divine secrets. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't you love that? If I hadn't been baptized in the Holy Ghost, I won't end on those divine secrets because they're mine. They're between the Lord and me. Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. So, now then, let's continue to read here in the fifth chapter. You come down here. A certain woman, this is not a parable, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now, for study, go back to the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, I think. I believe that's right. And you find for a woman that has an issue of blood longer than she should, then she's unclean. She's a shut-in. She can't get out in public. And for disobedient women, now I want you to see this because of this woman. For a disobedient woman, well, a woman that would do something like that could be stoned for it. Yes. Dangerous for her. Yes. So keep all of that in your heart and mind as we read this. Which had an issue of blood 12 years. 12 years of this. Now, just for an idea, now, just to figure out how old Jesus was when that started. Yeah. It's 12 years ago. Anyway. She had suffered many things of many physicians, spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. She had to have forgiven those physicians. Amen. That had to have happened already. Said she heard of Jesus. Now, we know from Luke chapter 4, he preached, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance to the captive, to preach recovery of sight to the blind, and so forth. And then you can go then to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, and you can see there from the sermon that Peter preached in Cornelius' house that that's what he was preaching there. Now, when Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin, and then Brother Hagin actually went up to the throne of God. He said the first time he ever flew in an airplane and went through clouds, he said, that's what it looked like when I went up with Jesus. What an experience. But then Jesus asked him two things. I mean, Brother Hagin asked him two things. Did you preach that everywhere you went? He said, yes, I did. He said, I had to. He said, well, why? He said, you know this as well as I do. Faith comes by hearing. He said, I had to preach to them that I was anointed for them to believe it. Well, yes, of course. Another thing he asked him, he said, Jesus, did the Apostle Paul write the letter to the Hebrews? He said, yes, he did. Well, you can figure that out by reading it. Talks about Timothy and other things. And he's the only one that had enough education, formal education, to have written that. Amen. So now, I'm convinced that that's what she heard. Somebody came in there and told her, now, excuse me, this is what he's preaching. So now, look, watch it. She had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, his garment, the hem of his garment. His garment was his prayer shawl that came down. He's a rabbi. It's also called his tent. The Apostle Paul said he was a tent maker. I don't know whether it was a tent some Arab lived in or this tent. But anyway, it went all the way down past his outer garment. That's what she was after. If I but touch that prayer shawl, that's where the anointing is. She's a Jew. She knew that. He's a rabbi.
Right.
I shall be whole. Straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Then she felt in her body she was healed. She believed it before she felt it.
Yes.
She wasn't like Thomas.
Right.
Now listen to this. For she said, she said it.
Yep.
One translation said she kept saying it. She said it in her heart and she said it with her mouth. Mm-hmm. Believed it in her heart. I shall be whole. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. Then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue. No. It's that same Greek word. Dynamin, singular. In this case, dunamis, power. We get our word dynamite from it. Dunamis, not virtue, had gone out of him. Oh, I mean, she pulled it out. He knew it. He turned him in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Now notice this. His disciples said unto him, "You see the multitude thronging thee, sayest thou, who touched me?" He looked around about to see who had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling. Now you know why she was so afraid. There's Jairus, the leader of the synagogue that Cornelius had built. She sneaked out there thinking, "I'm going to touch his garment, get whole, go back in the house and gain weight, and I can come out in public again." The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. That's where we get all of this information. And he said unto her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague." In other words, live this way. Live, the just shall live by faith. Now, you live like that, you stay in peace, and you'll stay whole. You'll stay healed. Go your way. All is well, but you'll stay healed. Now, what did she do? Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Abraham's blessing cannot be received of Thomas's faith. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. Faith demands corresponding action. She said it. She believed it. She did it. And she told it. She said it, she believed it, but then she acted on it. She had to get, she could have sat right there in that room wherever she was and believed this till she died. But what did she say? If I but touch the hem of his garment, if I but touch his clothes, I'll be healed. But then she had to go touch his clothes. Mm-hmm. Corresponding action to faith. Mm-hmm. Put it to work. Many years ago. I was in Beaumont, Texas. And the flu hit. Well, they didn't shut down the government or anything, but anyway, there wasn't that much money in it back there. So, and nobody heard of a mask. So Hilton Sutton was just one of my dearest friends, Gloria and I. And I mean, he gave us $75 one time when we didn't have any food to eat. Well, his dad, Dad Sutton. Well, I had preached for 3 weeks in Hilton's church, and so now his dad was there. He said, "I want you to come to me, young man." Well, we made a date by the time we got there. He said, "Brother Kenneth, I couldn't guarantee you $50 if you stayed a month." I said, "Did I ask you?" "No, no, no." I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "So much of my church is out with the flu." I said, "You have an oil bottle, don't you?" And his eyes brightened up. I said, "Let's go to work." So we went to work. Some of them in the hospital. And so we went to the hospital ones first. And we anointed with oil, James chapter 5. So in the fifth chapter of the book of James, you find here that... and you don't start with chapter 5. You start with verse 1. You start at the first. You don't read a book starting in the middle. It's a letter is what it is. Now, he said, "Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick or heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." That's another prayer. But in the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith. You know, you can put that two ways. Well, it's faith in the name of the Lord. But it's also the prayer of calling things that be not as though they are, or though they were. Well, we use that scripture. Anoint them with oil. And then Dad Sutton, Pastor Sutton, we'd both lay hands on them. I mean, and I'd read, "By his stripes you were healed." I'd say, now the book says that you were healed. So if you were healed then, you're healed now. So by faith, get out of bed. All of them but one. I mean, just get that bed cover and pull it back there. Take about two or three steps, and here they come, healed. But one, "No, sir, I'll not do it." I said, I don't care what it says. I know it says that. I've been reading that Bible longer than you've been, old boy. Well, he probably had. Now, I'm not say something I can't see or feel. One of them wouldn't do it. He liked to die. He liked to die. If it had not been for the prayers of the church holding him up, he would have died of the flu. He refused. Corresponding action was not in his heart, and he was not about to do it. That's huge. Faith, the confirmation, the title deed. I own that healing. But you stay in the Word. You listen to the messages. You can hear it all day, all night, all day. But don't just listen to it. Get your book out. Gloria and I have translation after translation after... And the reason I preach out of the King James, because that's what 99% of the people have. I'd have to do a whole lot more explaining than I do in other translations. And may I suggest, again, all of you, get the BLB, the Blue Bible, based on Strong's Concordance. But, it just unravels a whole lot of things in both covenants. So that's a good thing to have. And the Holy Bible app that has all of these different translations in it. So it's, why the different translations? Well, some of them you really have to, some of the paraphrase translations. There was one I picked up one time that said, and God gave him a thorn in the flesh. No, he did not. Well, we just don't know what the thorn was. Oh, yes, we do. Can you read? It was a messenger of Satan sent. If I had time, I'd straighten out more of it. Well, I can. Care. If you just continue to read, he said the thing that got to him worse than anything was the care of all the churches. Worry. He's worried about all those churches and it opened up the door for the devil to get on him. Amen. And he buffeted him. Did he ever? Somebody said, well, God put that on him so he wouldn't have pride. That's like sending a dog to guard the meat. Satan is pride. He didn't have pride. He is pride. That's what got him in trouble.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
Spend some time in this. A manifestation of God the Father and Jesus His Son and God the Spirit, because He is my very own Father. And I'm His very own Son. Amen. And His Spirit dwells within me. Amen. And I have to fight the same. You know, I learned to quit fighting the devil. Jesus already whipped him. Fight the good fight of faith. That means the war's already run. It's already over. And we're more than conquerors. And we're out of time again today. But we got all five of them in there. Now take it and study 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 it. Amen? And remember corresponding action. And we'll be back in just a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Pray, believe you receive it. Not after you see it, not after you feel it, because you're changing something here. This is the prayer of faith that changes things.
Yes. Join us for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, November 10th through November 12th. Register today at kcm.org/DC.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
The Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie, nor son of man that he should repent. When he says he will do something, then he will do it. And when he promises something, he will always fulfill it. He keeps close watch over his word to make sure it comes to pass. All you have to do is trust that God will do his part and then listen for his instructions, which will guide you to the fulfillment of his promise. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and we'd like to give you an opportunity to have a part in spreading the good news of God's kingdom. In Galatians 6, verses 6 through 7, the Bible says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Here is a promise that God is making to you. When you sow into the lives of those that are teaching the word, then you will reap a harvest. Our part in this is to listen for his instructions and sow as he leads us. God never forgets a seed sown, and he makes sure that every seed produces a harvest. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you for sowing into this ministry. Thank you for partnering with us as we preach the uncompromised word of God from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. The seed you sow is precious to God and to us. And we stand in agreement with you for the abundant harvest that God has prepared for you. Let me pray over your offering today. Father, I'm so thankful that our partners and friends are obedient to your voice and they give out of a willing heart today. We appreciate their obedience and their faith towards us. And we honor their faith by declaring your word over them and by declaring the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ over their household. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need prayer for anything, we invite you to call our prayer line. KCM has licensed, trained prayer ministers that are ready to build up your faith with scriptures from God's word and pray in faith with you. Remember, what God has promised to you, he will do it for you. Thank you for joining us today.
I just want to sneak this one in. Genesis 25:1. Then again, Abraham took a wife. What? Sarah died. Now, faith didn't just make him a little younger. He lived to be 175 years old. He remarried and had 6 sons. And he was 100 and dead when God said, I'll make you a father of many nations. Glory to God. I'm so glad you got that. Amen. Faith works. Yes. It's good. And God loves you. And we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.